Yeah, copy that. Yeah, that's definitely annoying when you're getting that noise and interference and such. But yeah, I know there's a lot to maintaining these systems and such too. So definitely all the fun for everyone all around, right? But yeah, I switched it over. I had it connected to the MSU repeater down at Michigan State University. I'm usually connected with them via Echo Link, and then have my base radio connected to a laptop here on Rainbow Lake, and then go RF from Rainbow Lake, about 20 miles north up to the ELMA, the Gratiot County Amateur Radio Association repeater that we have at ELMA College. So I've been keeping the two of them linked for, I don't know, probably almost a year now via Echo Link. But I guess we've had some communications with this network, I guess, emails recently. So I just figured I would check this out. But like I said, I got an email from Drake earlier that we were causing some interference or whatnot. I think the CWIDer on the Alma College repeater was coming back through the link system here, and it's annoying. I don't have any control over that at this point, even though it's our repeater, but that's a whole nother story for another day. But yeah, so I just switched it over to my repeater in Ithaca at the Gratiot County Central Dispatch Emergency Operations Center. And there is no ID or anything on that currently. I actually was using Echo Link as the ID on it previously, but so it's got a shorter hang time on it and no CWIDer on it. So I'm hoping that cleans up the issue, and I dropped the link to MSU for testing at least as well. So I just wanted to see if it's cooperating better, hopefully. KDA DAX, Zach from Rainbow Lake.